This is Fresh Air. Fans of The Seinfeld Show know that George recently moved back in with his parents because he couldn't afford his apartment anymore. That's good news for actor Jerry Stiller, who now has a recurring role as George's father. Back in the Ed Sullivan era, Jerry Stiller was best known as half of the comedy team Stiller and Mira, with his wife Ann Mira. The act played off what an improbable couple they made. He, short, schlumpy, Jewish. She, tall, attractive, Irish. Even people who missed their comedy act heard their Blue Nun wine radio commercials, which used the improv style they were known for. Stiller and Mira now have a video guide for aspiring actors called So You Want to Be an Actor. Well, here's Stiller in a recent episode of Seinfeld. George had landed a job as a model, a hand model, and he's home with his parents, pampering his hands.
I knew it. I always knew you had beautiful hands. I used to tell people, Frank, didn't I used to talk about his hands?
Who the hell did you ever mention his hands to?
I mentioned his hands to plenty of people.
You never mentioned it to me.
Hand me an emery board.
I always talk about your hands, how they're so soft and milky white.
No, you never said milky white.
I said milky white. Georgie, would you like some Jell-O?
Why'd you put the bananas in there?
George likes the bananas.
So let him have bananas on the side.
All right, please. Please, I cannot have this constant bickering. Stress is very damaging to the epidermis.
When you play George's father, do you think of yourself as playing your own father?
Yeah, in a way, it's all of the things that my father wanted me to do when I was just starting out as a teenager. When I told him I wanted to be an actor, for instance, there was a kind of a pallor that went over his face and a shock, because there was no understanding of what I was talking about. And that immediately put me in another position in terms of the way they looked at me, and they wanted me to go to work, for instance. That was something that was really onerous to me. Why should I go to work? I wanted to be an actor, you see. And George is very much the idealist. Whatever his loves and his thinking is, it's counteractive to his parents. And my father said, why don't you be a stagehand? That's like being on the stage. At least you'll be working every night.
Yeah, maybe it was easier for your father to understand the work of a stagehand than the work of an actor.
My father was a New York City bus driver. He's still around. He's 96 years old. And
Whoa.
My father was 5'3". He was probably the shortest bus driver in all of New York City. He was Jewish, which was not what most bus drivers were. And he had to put a Queens telephone book under his seat so he could see the road.
I had to do that when I started to drive.
So anyway, he
of course,
never
I wasn't driving a bus.
Yeah, and so the working aspect of life was very close to him. In other words, if you put in your 10, 12 hours a day, that meant you were worthy of something.
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, looked at it like, you know, my God, how could anybody want to do a thing like that for the rest of my life?
Now, in the movie The Pickle, which was directed by Paul Mazursky, about a film director played by Danny Aiello, you play Danny Aiello's agent. And
yeah.
It was fun to see you as an agent, and I was wondering if you could share with us any great agent stories from your life.
Well, there were times when we were starting out in the business, you used to make the rounds, you see. And rounds meant not only seeing agents, but also seeing producers. And there was one thing that I always dealt with. Somebody said to me, how do you deal with rejection? I said, the way I dealt with rejection very simply was I kept knocking on every door that I could, no matter what happens. And I always thought that if I got to see Lee Schubert, I would be able to get through and make my mark in this business. So believe it or not, I got to the Schubert office. I knocked on the door, and there the receptionist, Mitzi Heichos, I still remember her. I said, I'd like to see Mr. Schubert. She said, who shall I say is calling? I said, Jerry Stiller. And I knew that Lee Schubert had come from Syracuse, because I'd gone to Syracuse University, and the Schubert brothers were from Syracuse. She said, just a minute. She hit the intercom. She said, Mr. Stiller to see Mr. Lee. Send him right in. I walked in. I said, Mr. Schubert? He said, yes. I said, I'm Jerry Stiller. He said, yes. I said, I'm from Syracuse. He said, yes. I understand you and your brothers came from Syracuse. He said, yes. He said, what are you doing right now? I said, nothing. He says, when you're doing something, will you let me know? I said, yes. And I walked out of the office. I said, I just saw Lee Schubert. I couldn't get over the fact that I had made it in this business. So I was never afraid to knock on doors or talk to people.
It's like a vaudeville routine.
Yeah, it is a vaudeville thing. The other thing about the business and getting in to see people, there were agents who were very nice. There was an agent named Bill Liebling. Do you want to go on like this?
let me just ask you about the Schubert story. So when you got out of the office, and this was like your big brush with Mr. Schubert, did you say to yourself, well, wait, maybe I should have lied. Maybe I should have like puffed myself up a little bit more and taken advantage of the fact that I was in the office with him?
The man was so direct, you couldn't lie to him. He was looking right at your eye. And first of all, he was very small, and his head just came up over the edge of the desk. And you felt like it was a cannon being shot at you. He could tell a liar in 5 seconds. I couldn't go any further than that. So I went back to my regular job, which was serving hot dogs at Needick's and orange juice.
Now, this is the quintessential New York job, right? For people who don't know Needick's, which I guess many people do, it's a national chain now, isn't it?
Actually, it used to be a big chain. Needick's was located in Yankee Stadium. It was located in Grand Central. I worked a lot of Needick's. And the reason I worked Needick's was at 9 o'clock at night, I could get on the job, work till 6 in the morning, get a couple of hours sleep, then knock on the doors and make the rounds, as they call it.
My guest is Jerry Stiller. He now plays George's father on Seinfeld. We'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. Actor Jerry Stiller is my guest. It seems to me you entered a new phase of your career when John Waters cast you as Divine's husband in the movie Hairspray.
Well, I had no idea that I would be playing opposite Divine as her husband, Wilbur Turnblad, and with Ricky Lake. But somebody called and said, you want to be in one of the John Waters movies? I had never seen a John Waters movie, but I heard about John Waters, and they said, well, this was going to be a movie in which, you could, just be who you are. I says, well, all right. I took a wild shot, and I went down, and so there I was getting into makeup, doing the first day shooting, and there sitting next to me was Divine. And the first thing he said to me while he was putting on his makeup, he had his dress on, he had no wig. He looked at me and said, how's Anne? I said, she's fine. And that a few minutes later, we were on a set shooting, and I was Wilbur Turnblad.
For any of our listeners who don't know Divine was an approximately 300-pound man who always played women, or usually played women, in John Waters movies. And I'm wondering if playing in John Waters' film changed the way people thought of you. I don't think you'd done too much acting before that. And it was such a fun, spirited movie. And everybody in your family in that film, Ricky Lake and Divine and yourself, were really very, very, very kind of like offbeat people. You fell in love with all the characters.
Well, the shocker is that
there was such nice people.
You're always shocked when people say, gee, I didn't know you did, you did movies or anything like that, because I had been doing it, but it's true. What happens is when you get into something that suddenly catches the public's fancy, and if you're lucky enough to be in a hit, and you don't know it's going to be a hit, something changes. You are recognized on the street. Like when I went to see Hairspray at the Lowe's 83rd Street in New York, I walked into the lobby, and the manager said, you don't have to pay. Well, isn't that the thing that we all wanted when we were kids? You walk into the movies for nothing. Then when I went to go into the film house itself, the girl with the hot dogs gave me a free hot dog. And I had not seen the picture at all. I had not seen the movie, so I didn't know whether I was good in it or I was medium in it or whatever I was. So the shocker is to walk out of that place and then suddenly feel, well, you didn't know what you were going to get yourself into, but look how everybody treats you, you see?
Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. Good. And then I went to see it again at the Waverly down in the Village, and that's where the people went nuts. In the lobby, I was besieged. I was there with Ann. People came up to me and they said, you're Wilbur Turnblad. You're Ricky Lake's father. And I had no idea it was going to turn out that way, really.
Was it hard for you to break out of the Stiller and Mira image years after you had stopped performing with your wife?
Well, we never really stopped. We still do it. And but at the same time, we had come from, you know, theater backgrounds. But the need to go on my own and Anne to do her thing alone really kind of came out of the fact that our kids were born, Amy and Ben, and suddenly here were a husband and wife working together, and suddenly you were being asked to play Las Vegas. Now, what do? You pick up the two children and the nanny, and you go to Vegas, and you get ready to do the nightclub act. I mean, it was easier for me because I'm the father and the man. He's supposed to be the breadwinner. But for the mom, how could you be a mother and a nightclub performer? You're working on new material, and your kids, where do you take the kids to school? So we made a kind of a concerted decision, which is very rare for both Anne and myself, to try to figure out a way to do everything. And one of the things that happened was that she got a job on Medical Center with Chad Everett, in which she was offered a major role, and I was in New York. She said, "Can I do this, Jerry? Would you be upset if I went out and did this role?" I said, "You do it, and I'll be with the kids." And lo and behold, she got nominated for an Emmy for that role, and then suddenly we said, "Hey, we got a new career here, maybe for Anne." And the next couple of weeks, I was offered a role in The Ritz on Broadway with Rita Moreno and Jack Weston and F. Murray Abraham, my dear pal. And the show opens, and that becomes a hit. And I'll be damned if suddenly we say, hey, there's more to our lives than just doing the act. So we had the best of everything. Now we could set the kids off to school in New York. One of us will always be with them, or the two of us were with them. And it worked out that we were able to do the act later, too.
Now, you told us before that your father did not want you to become an actor. So when you found out that your son, Ben Stiller, wanted to go into show business himself, what was your reaction?
I had a kind of a knot in my stomach because Ben was could name all the parts of the body in Latin when he was going to, literally in junior high school. And Amy was also kind of like caught up in this kind of, I guess it's academia. But what happened was both of them decided at one point that they were going to do it. Ben went to UCLA, and he dropped out after 9 months. He said, school doesn't give me what I thought I wanted. I wanted to be a film director. I said, you've got to go back to school. I'm not going to let you quit school. He says, why don't you come out here and go through class with me? So I went out to UCLA, and I sat through some of the classes. And I went into one of the lecture rooms. There was about 200 kids listening to a lecture. And I said, my God, I says, they're not getting one thing out of this. And I felt sorry for both the school and the kids because I said, how does anyone get through any of this? And he said, I'm going to go and become an actor and be a theater person on my own. I says, Ben, if you do, if you quit school, I'm really going to kick your butt. I don't use those words. But he said, Dad, trust me, I will do it all on my own. And would you believe for 2 years, he went to classes in New York, he studied, he cleared up his skin, which was full of acne, he went to the gym, he lost weight, he became an actor. And he eventually tried out for The House of Blue Leaves for John Guare, and he got the part, he appeared on Broadway. I used to come down, sneak in, see him in the second act. Went crazy watching him. I loved it. I went nuts every time he got applause. I says, gee, isn't it great? My kid's doing great. Meantime, Amy's working down at the 13th Street Playhouse off Broadway in some kind of a little Red Riding Hood thing, and I go down taking movies of her. So I was thrilled watching both of them go into it. But every time they came home and said, you know, I didn't get this, I didn't get that, I went nuts.
Yeah. Well, you and your wife, Ann Mira, I have a new video called So You Want to Be an Actor.
That's right.
In which you and a lot of other actors give advice to would-be actors about how to break in. So let me ask you for some of the best advice, the best piece of advice you could give an aspiring actor.
I'd say find a good partner like an Ann Mira. there's a lot of things today that one can do. This thing of doing your own thing is very big today. Get your own material together. Work on that by yourself. Find a good teacher. Find someone you can really connect with. Also, just connect with other actors who are very helpful in keeping you alive, keeping you buoyant. People help each other in our business a lot. Anyway, that's enough of the plug, huh?
Okay. Jerry Stiller, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, and you're very kind.
Jerry Stiller co-stars on Seinfeld. Stiller and Mira's new videotape is called So You Want to Be an Actor. This is Fresh Air.